Good morning, Rise and Freedom. I'm Austin Peterson. You're watching and listening to the Wake Up America Show at wakeupamericashow.com. Glad to have you here. Thanks so much for joining us, especially all you lovely live viewers this morning. Nice to see everybody. Let's get rocking and rolling here. Turn up those mic levels if we can. Bruce Burtwistle, Mighty Megatron, Barney Stiles, Quest Fanning, Levin214, Commode Bear, my lovely smoking hot sweet Steffi Peterson joining us live today. I love to see it. Welcome, guys. Welcome. I got 44 of you in Rumble there so far. Could you do me that favor real quick if you haven't already? Click that like button. And of course, for those who are tuning in today for the very first time, make sure you follow us as well so you can come back and join us on the regs every Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. Central Time. The Wake Up America Show streams live. All right. Well, I tell you, I got some bad news and some good news. Good news is that voters in Kansas City voted against a 40-year sales tax that would have built the taxpayers to pay for the cost of new stadiums downtown. God bless you. We're going to talk about that, and we've got a lot of other news, big news as well. Democrats have got a man problem, baby. Grr, very grr. Men, black men, white men, Latino men, they are leaving the Democratic Party in droves.
How dare you?
They've got a man problem, baby. Yes. We'll talk about that, and I've got some clips to play, of course. Bill Maher talking about people who were right during the pandemic and people who were wrong. The clip might surprise you. We're also going to talk a little bit about a story from the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court rejected hearing a case that would have potentially overturned a case that Amy Coney Barrett adjudicated before she was on the Supreme Court. And this was a lawsuit that came out of Purdue University that showed that there was a man who was accused of sexual assault on campus, and it was found that he was discriminated against unfairly, lost his ROTC, and that the assumption of guilt was placed upon him because he was a man, and the burden of proof was placed upon him rather than on the accuser. And I think that it's an interesting win for men's rights in this country. Yes, I do. Yes, I do. I'm sorry. I'm just in such a good mood lately. And I know it partially is because I get to have there's something magical about your wife being pregnant and getting to enjoy that. And like every day is kind of like so much fun when I get to go home after the show. And so like my personal life is just going really well. But professionally, the Wake Up America show and everything that we're doing here, our whole ecosystem of content and our merch shop and our channels here, everything's just growing and blossoming really nicely. You know, like, we're not the biggest show in the world, right? And I think, yeah, we're never going to be that Joe Rogan kind of show where we're going to get $20 million from Spotify. But we don't need that in order to be successful. What I'm seeing here on the show every day, what I'm seeing with our numbers, what I'm seeing on all the different channels in terms of the growth, I mean, it's a really healthy growth curve here, and it shows me that I think we have got staying power. The Wake Up America show is going strong, and we're going to be in it for the long haul. God bless America. And you, our listeners, thanks for all the support. The economy has lo porfortoso familia. Sorry, I got that Latinos for Trump song stuck in my head this morning. Everybody is just, I don't know, making me happy today. Urs Mommy's over in the chat talking about how she's a new grandma. She says, my son is practically glowing after holding his son for the first time. You love to see it. And Levin214 dropping $10 in the tip jar like he's made of money says, oh, the irony of the right. Suddenly liking J.K. Rowling again. When not 8 years ago, they hated her due to her disdain of Trump. Lol. She's been a liberal her entire adult life. She's an actual feminist. Shut up! Let people enjoy things like the fact that the fact that she's now one of us. I love to see it, and thank you for the donation, Levin214. You have unlocked 1/5 of today's bonus content. Another hugely successful program the Wake Up America show has been running. God bless America. Latinos por Donald Trump. So bonus content. How does it work? Some of you know, some of you don't. If we raise at least $50 in Rumble Rants or YouTube Super Chats or on purchases at apforlibertyshop.com, then what happens? Well, you get to unlock today's bonus content. And this week's theme is the guns that won. So famous guns from American history that helped to build the American Republic. The last 2 days, we had the Colt Navy revolver, and we had on Monday the Kentucky rifle, which, of course, the Kentucky smoothbore, the Kentucky rifle and the 1851 Navy revolver, two guns that won and helped to build the American Republic. What will today's gun be? I think that you'd like to know, and Levin214 does. Just check it out at apforlibertyshop.com. Make a qualifying purchase, which is pretty much anything, and you guys will be able to unlock today's bonus content. I know you want to see it. It's going to be fun. There's so many exciting announcements and things are going on. I know you want to hear about the news, and I'll try to get to it. If I had a boss other than myself, he would be screaming at me in like my ear, telling me, Austin, get to the news. Austin, shut up. Stop with all this housekeeping stuff. Get to the news. Okay, I'll get to the news in just a moment. Okay, briefly, just calm down, boss. Calm down. However, another new exciting product launch today at apforlibertyshop.com, our brand new stained glass collection created by my beautiful, lovely wife, Stephanie. She made something special. Pen Trump has lo por tu familia, Latinos for stained glass, ay, 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 por vos, something. Vos soy a votar. Donald Trump. Anyways, it's a brand new product collection I think everybody will really enjoy. It's called the Historic Spirits Stained Glass Collection. Absolutely beautiful glasses, wine and whiskey glasses, as well as a glass cutting board that featuring our founding fathers. Look at this beautiful stained glass George Washington cutting board designed by the one and only Stephanie Peterson. Give it up for the lovely Steffi. If you're going to beat your meat, you should do it on this cutting board right there. We've got a deal going on this week for the announcement of the collection. If you buy at least four of the glasses, and you can get like the full collection of either like the whiskey glasses or the wine glasses if you'd like. But you can mix and match any four. If you buy at least four of these items in the Historic Spirits collection this week only, you're going to get $10 off. So visit apforlibertyshop.com. Check out our beautiful stained glass collection of whiskey glasses and wine glasses featuring our founding fathers in their full glory, stained glass window style design. There's that beautiful George Washington glass cutting board. If you go and you buy the glass cutting board today, right there, 40, that would actually unlock today's bonus content because Levin214 already did it. Okay, let's do it. Ay, 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 por Dios. Sorry, let's just keep going. Ay, 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 por Dios. Yo voy a votar por Donald Trump. Por Donald Trump. Por la vida, por la economía. Por Trump. Hazlo por tu familia. Latinos por Donald Trump. Ay, 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 por Dios. Yo voy a votar por Donald Trump.
I'm Donald Trump, and I approve this message.
God bless it. No wonder they're all joining the Republican Party these days. Okay, why is Bill Maher trending? My friend Nikki Neely posted this clip of Bill Maher, which, you know, Bill Maher has just, I think he's secretly starting to lean conservative. And it's probably because he's becoming an old fuddy-duddy. But here's the thing. Obviously, he has Donald Trump derangement syndrome, so he's not going to be voting Republican this fall, like so many other people are who are left liberals, like my brother and others. We're liberals, I would say, not a leftist. My brother's not a leftist. But here's what Bill Maher had to say about the pandemic. This is what's going viral this morning on the internet.
I get it that we didn't know exactly what was happening at the beginning of COVID, and some mistakes were inevitable. But 4 years on, I'm tired of hearing, well, we didn't know. No, we didn't. But some people guessed better than others. And the people who got it wrong don't seem to want to acknowledge that now. Some people said closing schools for so long was pointless and would cause much worse collateral damage to kids, and they were right. Thank you.
Yeah. The audience did not want to clap for that. They did not want to clap for that. All right. Well, before we get to the big story today about how they're draining men, how the Democrats have a problem with black men, white men, yellow men, red men, all men. Let's talk a little bit about the news last night. This one really stuck out to me. And obviously, I'm a Kansas City boy, so this is near and dear to my heart. But I really appreciated this story about the stadium tax, how it struck out.
My grand told you
about to Kansas City Star this morning writes, thwarting plans for the KC Royals Stadium in the Crossroads. What now? Oh, no. Billionaires aren't going to get their taxpayer dollars for 40 freaking years. Question one. That's what they called it. Jackson County voters rejected a 40-year sales tax. 40-year sales tax that would have helped pay for constructions of a Royals ballpark immediately south of the downtown freeway loop in the East Crossroads and a major renovation of Arrowhead Stadium for the Chiefs. Now, let me tell you something. I make no friends in Missouri politics for taking this position, okay? I'm in Jefferson City, which is the swamp for Missouri, okay? So I am, it's the lone libertarian. It's me and Tony Lavasco, who is here somewhere in Jefferson City this morning about to do his business. There are very few of us here in Jefferson City who take this position. It doesn't matter who you are. Listen, I love the Kansas City Royals. I spent my childhood going to the games, okay? Kansas football is not my sport. Much more of a baseball guy, but more power to you. God bless the Chiefs, and thank you for winning the Super Bowl. It's good for the economy. La economia, la Chiefs for por familia, Latinos for Kansas City Chiefs. So, listen, I love the teams. Glad they're here. But frankly, I think that my buddy Milsurp Mike over on Twitter or X.com this morning was probably more right in that this doesn't represent voters waking up and saying, oh, well, you know, we realize that these taxes are stupid. We shouldn't be paying for billionaires to fund our stadiums so that they can get rich at our expense. But here's what Milsurp Mike, my buddy, has. He's a cynical butt chunk, but he's probably right. Here's what I said. So I said, voters in Kansas City rejected the sales tax that would have been imposed on them to build new stadiums. I said, finally, people are wising up to this scam, right? Because the profits that they make on these franchises, those profits go into the back into the billionaires' pockets. Why don't they just pay for their own stadiums? They're so rich. Pay for your own stadiums, damn it. Pay for your own stadiums. It's funny because a lot of the people who were opposed to this measure ended up being left liberals in Kansas City. They were kind of like, oh, this is racist and stuff. And it's like, okay, whatever, you know, whatever you want to believe, as long as you're voting against a tax. But of course, for me, this is a matter of principle and a matter of economics, right? And stupid people believe that this is somehow good for the economy because that you take from one group of people and that you give to another. I'm sorry, but if you're a hot dog vendor at a stadium, pay for your own goddamn hot dogs, okay? Pay for your own mustard, pay for your own fries, pay for your own delicious chocolate malted frosty. That is your business expense. That is not the people who go, you know who should pay the tax? Let me explain to you who should pay the taxes for these a-hole billionaires. It's really simple. The people who buy the tickets and go to the games should pay the cost to build the stadium if the billionaire wants to pay it. It should come out of the billionaire's pocket or the people who buy the tickets. Let me tell you something. I have not been, and this is nothing to say bad against the Kansas City Chiefs. I have not been to a Kansas City Chiefs game since the 1990s. Okay, I don't go to the games. All right, I don't go to the games, and I should not be taxed to pay for a sport, a form of entertainment that I do not enjoy. Do you subsidize my movie tickets? Do you subsidize my video games? Right? Do you subsidize the cost of my entertainments? No, you don't. Okay, so why am I subsidizing the cost of your form of entertainment? And honestly, it's one of the things that does make me sort of dislike professional sports to a large degree. And I know I got a lot of people out there who are sports lovers who are probably agree with me on the professional sports thing, and they like the college sports games and they like the high school games, and more power to you. And I appreciate that. Ride for love. It's not mercenaries fighting a war over money. There are people who love the sports, who care about the games. Maybe they're striving to be professionals one day, so they're giving their hearts out. It's more about families, and these rivalries are much more organic and less produced. It's less American gladiators and more hometown heroes, which I just really appreciate and love and respect that dynamic. But at the end of the day, the taxpayers should not be on the hook to pay for these things. Here's what Milsurp Mike had to say in a roundabout way. He says, honestly, I'm not giving Jackson County residents that much credit for waking up to these problems. He says, it failed because John Sherman has been a D word throughout the whole process. Then when it came time for the Chiefs to bail the whole thing out, the president, Mark Donovan, started throwing out threats. Yeah, I had been reading about this. He says, I'm glad to see that it didn't pass, but it was more of a personality and presentation issue than people actually seeing the light on taxpayer money for the stadium. Oh. Come on, Mike.
No, God. No, God.
Why please, you got to be so cynical?
No.
Lupo's dad over at X.com says, we have a similar problem in Indianapolis where the mayor, Hoggy Boy, what the hell is a Hoggy Boy? Where the mayor, Hoggy Boy, keeps funneling money into downtown stadiums and casinos while schools and roads rot, is sad. What do you guys think about it? I'd love to hear your thoughts. You can send us a text at 573-319-1586. That's 573-319-1586. One listener texted in this morning, and I've only seen a couple of news stories about it this morning. Sorry, there's so much news this morning. I haven't been able to stay on top of everything. And like I said, my news team actually all called out sick. So I have nobody here in the newsroom with me who is reading the news and feeding me stories and printing off things like I normally would. You guys know how I have this gigantic news team here, right? So I do appreciate when you send me these texts. But I haven't had time to go over all of them. Did you see Tim Cass last night? Somebody was asking, and somebody else tweeted at me this morning, too. They said, talking about the 23,000 new registered dead voters from Missouri. What? Excuse me. Yeah, I heard about that from someone this morning when I woke up, that was being talked about last night. I missed that full story because I was reading other news stories to get you ready for today. Here's the thing about the Wake Up America show, okay? I know that some of you who watch us regularly might kind of be like, oh, you know, like, yeah, you've got these regular guests and things. Today, I have two special guests. One is a regular guest, right? That makes us special. The Wake Up America show features Judge Napolitano every Wednesday at 8 a.m. Central Time. The judge, all rise. He's going to talk to us about this woman who got visited by the FBI over her social media posts. We're going to talk about that and a couple of other issues like the no-fly list and privacy and et cetera, et cetera. But the reason why the Wake Up America show is so special is because not only do we have like regular top-notch guests like that, but the network that I can call on to bring guests for you to talk about certain issues that are trending is unmatched, unparalleled in the world of podcasts, at least for like the size that we are and for what we do. So today, for example, at 8:30 a.m. Central Time, I am delighted to introduce to you for the very first time, I think it's his first time ever doing a live show, Oliver Gia, friend of mine who lives in Kyoto. He is going to be joining us today live from Kyoto, Japan, to talk about this story, Al Jazeera, which is this Arabic communist news network. Posted a hit piece talking about how the United States has never apologized for using the atomic bomb on Hiroshima and Nagasaki. And it's all this whole like leftist guilt complex that they're foisting onto Americans about using the bombs to end the war. Well, so it became this huge story in the last couple of days that, you know, that, you know, oh, well, that's interesting that the United States has never apologized for using the atomic bomb because we don't know that that Japan has necessarily apologized for the rape of Nanking or for Unit 731, where they performed all these horrible experiments on prisoners or the comfort women, et cetera, et cetera. But Oliver Gia, my friend from Kyoto, Japan, who is a researcher on North Korean issues and, of course, a subject matter in Japanese issues, wants to set the record straight about that. We're talking about Oppenheimer, the film which came to Japan, which was sort of a controversy to the question of would Oppenheimer come to Japan? How would Japanese people respond to this movie about the creation of the atomic bomb? So today at 8:30 a.m. Central Time, I'm going to give you a just absolutely special experience where we're going to have a discussion with someone live from Kyoto, Japan, to talk about Oppenheimer going to Japan, the use of the atomic bomb. We're going to talk about how the Japanese people feel about the atomic bomb and about the war crimes that were committed by Hideki Tojo and Hirohito and the comfort women of World War II. And it's just going to be a fascinating discussion. Think about this when you when you're watching the Wake Up America show. Sometimes you might roll your eyes. Sometimes you might think, oh, it's just another talk show. We are not just another talk show. This is a very special Wake Up America show that brings you the absolute best, top-notch regular guests, as well as special featured guests live from Kyoto, Japan. Where else do you get stuff like this and this kind of news coverage? You don't get it anywhere else. You don't. You don't get this kind of news coverage anywhere else. So do us a favor, click that like button, and of course, follow us if it's your first time here and you enjoy that content. I know that David Lee, for example, is bringing up the earthquake in Taiwan. Like I said, the news is just absolutely busting out all over this morning, just like spring and the hailstorm that's just been crushing cars here in mid-Missouri. So there's a lot happening this morning. We are going to do our best to cover as much of it as we can. Big news stories and small news stories, we're going to try for it all. Just do us a favor, if you wouldn't mind supporting the show and clicking like and subscribing to the channel if it's your first time here. New polling coming out today. Trump leading Biden in 6 of 7 swing states. Wall Street Journal poll finds.
Idiots.
As it all por tu familia, Latinos por Donald Trump. I think it's because they've got a man problem. James Carville kind of like slurred his words. You know, did you know that his wife, Mary Madeline, endorsed me for president in 2016? No joke. Well, anyways, he was talking last night about, well, young men leaving the Democratic Party in droves. Take a listen.
You know, I've been very vocal about this. It's horrifying. Our numbers among younger voters, particularly black, younger blacks, younger Latinos or whatever, but whatever, younger, I don't like, younger people of color, particularly males. We're not shedding them. They're leaving in the droves.
We're not shedding them. They're leaving in droves.
My brain told
says James Carville. Well, I wonder why. I wonder why. But the DNC doesn't see any cause for alarm.
Polling to suggest that Trump is gaining their support. You had your fellow South Carolinian James Clyburn in January saying that Biden's message was not breaking through the MAGA wall, so to speak. Has Biden's message done anything to change that?
Well, I fundamentally believe, as in past elections, the African-American community, the black vote, will be there for Joe Biden in this election. When we look at what he has done and accomplished, this is not just words, but actually how he's delivered. He's made sure that we've had, as a community, a seat at the table. Just think about this. Personally, you know, there has been no Democratic president who's ever appointed a black person to be the chair of the DNC.
There is some polling to suggest.
I'm sorry, guys. That's DNC Chair Jamie Harrison. Saying there's nothing Biden needs to do to earn support from black voters. Interesting. Well, not everybody is on board with that. I'm reading this news story, and let me just read to you some of the headlines that I pulled up this morning for research in this story here. And here's some headlines. So, why black, Latino, and Asian voters are leaving the Democratic Party. This is New York Post. Here's Politico. Democrats have a man problem. These experts have ideas for fixing it. I'll show you the pictures of the experts here in just a moment. You might have seen a little preview of them there for just a second. But Democrats can't afford to ignore the party's black male exodus. This was written in December. Michael Starr Hopkins over at The Hill. News Gallup poll here over at Gallup.com. Democrats lose ground with black and Hispanic adults. Now the Washington Post. Frustrated by Biden, this was in January, frustrated by Biden, black men ponder their options. Story about a gentleman named Brian Killian Bay says that he voted for President Biden in 2020, but this time Killian Bay says he and others in predominantly black neighborhood aren't so sure. He says, I'm torn between voting and not voting at all. A lot of us are. He says, I don't think Biden is in it, but I don't see what else is out there. He says he wanted Democrats to give me substance. He can't dangle carrots and assume we'll vote for you just because we don't like the other platform. Give it up for Mr. Killian Bay. Now, Don't worry, not everybody agrees with the chair of the DNC that the Democrats don't have to work for it to figure out what's going on, why they've got a man problem, how they're going to do it. Well, they've got their best experts on the case. If you're listening to the audio version of this show later, you could pretty much imagine the level of soy on the screen right now is off the charts. So this is from Politico.com. The Democrats have a man problem. These experts have ideas for fixing it. Here are the experts. Soy. Hello, partis, amia, Latinos, por Donald Trump. Anyway, so this lady up there with the horn-rimmed glasses, you know, and like the typical angry feminist face, she is going to solve the Democrats' man problem. And this dude who's using the cowboy hat for a beard with his Apple headset in and the big, thick black glasses, which was the tell right there, the level of soys were off the charts. Here you have Black 3, and you have an old, fat, white guy who is scared of women. And his soy levels, of course, off the charts as well. Temperatures rising. Angry Latina with puffed up lips, Botox in the bottom lips. You could tell right there. Obviously, even though it's a black and white picture, you can tell when hair is dyed, right? Because of the sort of unnatural uniformity of the color between that and there, right? So, you know, this is a woman who, and with the cheekbones, she looks like she's had like that procedure where they remove fat from the cheekbones, right? Because you can see that like it's kind of like the fat is down there, but then the cheekbone is really high, so something's up. And then Latinos, poor Joe Biden, with the, you know, really, you know, again, the black horn-rimmed glasses, dead giveaway, I'm voting Democrat. Purpose is rising, it's about half to the election. They're draining men. Hallelujah, they're draining men. Anyways, it's hilarious to me. I love what Scott Adams had to say about it. You know, the creator of the Dilbert cartoon. When he posted that video of James Carville, Scott Adams had to say that Democrats are the party of women and the men who are afraid of women.
How dare you?
What do you think that that wasn't spicy enough? He went on and it got spicier. Here comes some, you know, more adult conversation here for a moment. He says, notice that the only Democrat who can say this out loud, James Carville, is literally famous for having a Republican wife. He's safe. Temperatures rising. He says Democrat men can't voice that opinion and also have sex with women. It's a party of hostages. He says, follow the money is good at predicting, but follow the penis works even better. Temperatures rising and the election's so close. They're gonna get absolutely soaking wet. Oh, they're draining men. Hallelujah, they're draining men. Hallelujah. That is just some funny stuff. But why are they losing men? Well, it's obvious. They hate men. They despise men. They cannot stand. The Democrats are the party of hating men. If you hate men, you vote Democrat. If you're a man who can't be a real man, who can't be a masculine man, who can't lead, who can't win at any sport, who can't, you know, even win at a video game, in a video game tournament, you got third place at the Halo Championship in college, and you couldn't even tell, you know, get a girlfriend then you vote for the Democrats. Am I right? Absolutely soaking wet. Anyway, so this whole story I could talk about for hours. I definitely am going to have a long conversation with you about it. But before I do, I do want to play, speaking of raining men, you know, our buddy Remy over at Reason Magazine, who writes those really funny songs. He did one that was a parody of Raining Men, but in regards to what's happening at over at Boeing Airlines, you know, literally Raining Men. And I'm going to play that for you. But before I do, just an FYI, we're about 30 minutes out until Judge Anna Napolitano here joins us on the Wake Up America show. And then once we hit the judge, I'm basically going to do those interviews back to back. So I'm not going to have a lot of time to plug the bonus content today. So if you do want to see the bonus content and not have it disappear forever, and break our unbroken chain of unlocking the bonus content today, you're going to want to get your Rumble rants in before the judge. So in the next 30 minutes is going to be the optimal time, because what will happen in that last hour, we're going to go back to back with the judge and my buddy Oliver G, live from Kyoto, Japan. The next hour is just going to be absolutely packed with incredible discussions and conversations, and I'm not going to want to interrupt them with plugs for the bonus content. So if you do want to see today's bonus content, now is the opportunity to get those Rumble rants in, or head over to apforlibertyshop.com, and don't forget to check out our brand new Historic Spirits, brand new Founding Fathers stained glass collection. Steffi put in a lot of work on this beautiful whiskey, wine, and cutting board glass collection featuring our founding fathers, George Washington, Benjamin Franklin, John Adams, and Thomas Jefferson, on these gorgeous stained glass designs that she's put. There's the cutting board, you can see. And we do have a deal going on this week. So if you'd like to get like the full set of whiskey glasses or the full set of wine glasses, you can get $10 off if you buy at least four and you use the code Historic Spirits. So check them out over at apforlibertyshop.com. You can get the whole collection if you like. For every four items that you buy, use the code Historic Spirits at your checkout. You're going to get $10 off. So if you'd like to save $10 on this beautiful glass collection, that promo is going on this entire week. Absolutely beautiful, created by none other than my smoking hot redheaded libertarian wifey, Stephanie. Lobby Theremin threw in $20 in the chip jar. Thank you, brother. Appreciate that very much. So we're $30 towards our $50 goal. If you'd like to see today's bonus content, the guns that won. Bitchmobile over on the show says, oh my God, my AP for Liberty coffee is out for delivery today. See, everybody's winning today. Absolutely soaking wet. You're gonna shot raining, man. All right, let's hear from Remy over at Reason TV with his Boeing parody, It's Raining Men.
Being forced to make an emergency landing yesterday.
The company is still requesting engineering exemptions.
Boeing's annual incentive plan changed from rewarding quality and safety to rewarding people hitting DEI and climate targets.
Welcome to Boeing, where we make earnings per share and also, I guess, planes. Sir, I still have a concern about the safety of our process for the
have
new.
Have you seen our new incentive pay? Our new plane is fuel efficient. It's the Prius of the skies. And once we hit all of those ESG targets, we've got enough to worry about, guys. Diluting our key priorities is problematic for safety. Don't you think there might one day be consequences to this?
None that I can foresee.
It's raining, man. That's a dude, yeah, it's raining, man. Amen. Our passengers, unlike our fuselage, will be screwed under this plan.
Be fine.
Things could not be going any worse. Have you seen our diversity score?
Diversity.
Our executive team and door fastenings both have fewer nuts than before. If we reach our CO2 standards, I can buy that Panerai.
Ooh, I really like that one.
The only carbon plummeting is the body of that guy.
Oh, don't tell me it's happening again.
It's raining, man. Another dude, yeah, it's raining, man. Amen. Like Jim Morrison's overdose, this is really bad for the doors, man.
Somebody need a bailout?
No.
Yeah, a little bit.
That plane is on fire.
No.
It lit itself with power.
Oh my God, that is some funny stuff. Give it up for Remy of a Reason. I mean, absolute creative genius.
Yeah.
That's his regulator. The
November
parody 6th, of Sam Bankman Fried
began to fall, losing more than 80% of its worth in the span of 72 hours.
Looks like we got a situation on our hands. Regulators! Mount up.
It was a clear black night. He was sitting at home looking at a JPEG on his trusty iPhone. It was a rare NFT of a hipster mouse. So he did what you do. He mortgaged his house and he put in a bid. He was getting the itch. He couldn't sit there while he saw those other people get rich. But then the market crashed. The value deflated. This shouldn't be allowed. They should regulate it. He saw a JPEG. It looked in demand. So he mortgaged his house, spent $400,000. We need to pass new laws to prevent this. He wouldn't be so dumb if we regulate. Yeah. What?
If you're enjoying the show this morning, don't forget to click like. We appreciate everybody joining us live. It's a wonderful day. Beautiful day in mid-Missouri. We've had a little bit of a storm last night, and there was a storm across the country when voters took to the polls and did things like rejecting Kansas City's 40-year sales tax hike. God bless America. You love to see it. But everything just put me in a good mood today. I don't know what it is. If you guys are in a good mood, I see that people are out there getting their Founding Flavors coffee from the shop, getting delivered today. I can't wait to see it. Democrats are losing men like crazy.
I'm Donald Trump, and I approve this message.
There's just so much to be happy for in the world. So much to look forward to, including this brief little commercial break so I can go to the bathroom, go pee for liberty. Don't leave. We'll be right back. There's more news. The judge is coming up at 8 a.m. 8:30 a.m. Oliver G. live from Kyoto to talk about a hit piece on the United States over the use of a nuclear bomb. All that and more when we get back on the Wake Up America Show at wakeupamericashow.com.